USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats narrowly approve a bill to cut $2,000 stimulus checks to Americans who qualify for them. The vote was 275 to 134. The bill now heads to the Republican-led Senate, where it needs 60 votes to pass. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, is not a fan of the enhanced stimulus checks.
Why would we be sending $2,000 to people with a six-figure income who've had no suspension, no reduction of their income at all? Consider the millions of federal employees. Never missed a check. Why would we be sending several thousand dollars to these folks? This money isn't sitting on a shelf. We're going to print it or we're going to borrow it.
Toomey speaking there on Fox News regarding those direct stimulus payments, either $600 or $2,000, will be hitting people's bank accounts by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
All passengers flying from the UK now have to show they've tested negative for COVID-19 to come to the United States. The order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was announced Christmas Day and went into effect today. Passengers have to get tested within 3 days of their departure from the UK and provide documentation of their results to their airline. Chicago-based United Airlines says it's making same-day pre-flight rapid tests available to travelers at London's Heathrow Airport. China is continuing to punish whistleblowers for reporting on the coronavirus.
An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Five of the Nashville police officers, hailed as heroes in the aftermath of a Christmas morning explosion, are telling their story. Officer Jamie Wells has been with the department for 21 months. He explains why he went back in for one of his fellow officers.
This might not be politically correct, but this is my truth. I literally hear God tell me to turn around and go check on Topping, who was by herself down on Broadway. As I'm stumbling, because it rocked me that hard, I started stumbling. I just told myself to stay on your feet, stay alive. I couldn't hear, so I just lost temporary hearing in my left ear.
As far as why he went back to help fellow officer Amanda Topping?
I was God. I'm not going to shy away from that. I truly believe that that's what guided me in that sense, because I was literally getting ready to walk back toward that RV. I'm not going to shy away from that, because that's what saved my life. That's what got me to see my kids and my wife on Christmas. Good to see you has a completely different meaning for me now.
Support for capitalism among young people grew from 59% in 2019 to 68%, according to a new Heartland Poll Institute. Chris Talgo with the Heartland Institute saying despite the increased calls for socialism by many on the far left, the vast majority of likely voters in the United States believe we should embrace a free market economy. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.